From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Voters in large numbers cast ballots Tuesday for a new president in South Korea following the ouster of Park Geun-hye, who was caught in a corruption scandal. Although she's on trial and under detention, Park has denied any wrongdoing. Turnout for the election could top 80%. Human rights lawyer Moon Jae-in of the Democratic Party led in pre-election surveys by a wide margin. The winner will be sworn in Wednesday once the vote tally becomes official. The U.S. State Department said Washington looks forward to continuing close, constructive, deep cooperation with the South's new leader. Former acting U.S. Attorney General Sally Yates said she warned the Trump White House that the former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn could be blackmailed by Russia. VOA's Michael Bowman reports that Yates told a Senate panel she alerted the White House more than 2 weeks before President Trump fired Flynn for having lied about contacts with Russia's ambassador.
Sally Yates told senators she alerted the White House's legal counsel about the situation in late January after Pence incorrectly stated that Flynn had not been in contact with Russia's ambassador.
The vice president and others were entitled to know that the information that they were conveying to the American people wasn't true. The Russians also knew about what General Flynn had done, and the Russians also knew that General Flynn had misled the vice president.
The concern?
That created a compromise situation, a situation where the national security advisor essentially could be blackmailed by the Russians.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will meet with his Russian counterpart Sergey Lavrov in Washington Wednesday for talks on global hotspots. They include Ukraine and Syria. Moscow is pushing a plan worked out with Turkey and Iran to create four so-called de-escalation zones in Syria to ease a six-year conflict there. Reactions continue to pour in for newly elected French President Emmanuel Macron, whose business-friendly vision of European integration defeated Marine Le Pen, the far-right French nationalist who threatened to take France out of the European Union. In the United States, President Donald Trump took to Twitter to congratulate Macron on his big win and said he looks very much forward to working with them. In Germany, newspaper headlines read, "It's a boy. The winner is Europe." Some commuters reacted with relief, while others were less overjoyed that Macron was the only alternative. A court in Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim country, has sentenced Jakarta's Chinese Christian governor to 2 years in prison for blasphemy. Basuki Ahok Jahaja Pranamo was accused of blasphemy during his re-election campaign last year when a video surfaced of him quoting a verse in a Quran to prove to his supporters that there were no restrictions on Muslims voting for non-Muslim politicians. His popularity plummeted after the charges, and he eventually lost the election in a runoff vote last month to a former education minister. The UN Monday warned that spreading ethnic violence is driving more people from their homes in the Democratic Republic of Congo. It said nearly 4 million have been displaced, with the worst situation in the five provinces. There was also a warning that nearly 2 million children under the age of 5 suffer from severe and acute malnutrition. It's also said that disease, including cholera, yellow fever, and measles, has aggravated the situation. The scientific team that made headlines in 2015 by unearthing a previously unknown ancient human relative says its latest discoveries could change the way we look at human evolution. The findings, which are being published this week in the scientific journal eLife, include the discovery of a second chamber of fossils of the small-brained Homo naledi and the surprisingly young age of the fossils. The bones found in these fossil-rich caves northeast of Johannesburg were originally thought to be more than 2 million years old, making them a candidate as a possible human ancestor. Maybe even some in the scientific community muse the elusive missing link between higher apes and humans. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.